Former President Thabo Mbeki gave a keynote address reflecting on the three decades of democracy. The main part of his message was that there has been attempts to make the democratic government fail through collapsing state-owned enterprises. Mbeki said that there needs to be a dialogue to tackle this.
There's a major issue here. When we say let the nation come together in a national dialogue to do that seismic reflection, and let that dialogue be truly inclusive involvement, not just the politicians. Civil society must be there, the politicians must be there, business, labor, everybody. Let's reflect on this thing in a very serious way. This is where South Africa is today. Where do we want it to be tomorrow? Virtually no country in the world, including ours, can function properly without electricity. It would therefore be obvious that to realize its objective to ensure the failure of an ANC-led government, the counter-revolution would do its best to compromise the supply of electricity to democratic South Africa. There is a particular false narrative that has attended the electricity crisis which has affected our country for some years. And that narrative says that Eskom warned the government as early as 1998 that if no immediate steps were taken to build new generation capacity, the country would suffer from serious load shedding from 2007. It is then said that government ignored this alert and that it is this failure on the part of government which lies at the base of the energy crisis that has affected our country for some time. As I've said, this is a false proposition advanced to hide the reality in terms of what has negatively affected the availability of electricity at various moments. Some among us will recall that in 2007, speaking as the then head of government, I apologized on behalf of government for the instances of localized load shedding which had taken place and continued in the same vein in 2008 after the first instance of national load shedding in January of that year. With regard to the latter, it was only 11/2019 that we discovered that our apology had been misplaced. This was because the January 2008 national load shedding was completely unnecessary and had been deliberately engineered from within Eskom and had absolutely nothing to do with any failures on the part of government. I suggest that to respond to the enormous challenges created by the counter-revolution, our people should convene in a new and truly inclusive national dialogue. Of course, that national dialogue would be held later this year after the general elections. In this regard, I must report that currently I am engaged in serious discussions of our national foundations, because I'm certain that the country as a whole would benefit greatly from their collective voice, matter of the national dialogue I've mentioned.
It's not the first time Mbeki has observed attempts to make the democratic government fail. Last year, he said there are rotten potatoes within the ANC. He was speaking at Freedom Park on Tuesday. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.